AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
Machine repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
All right, Greg will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. Let's get to the conversation with U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Senator Grassley, welcome back to AgriTalk.
Chip, thank you for inviting me.
Glad that you are here. How is the recovery process going, Senator?
Oh, very, very good. You know, good. I still carry a cane around with me, but I do it mostly because it's an easier way to get sympathy. But I can walk pretty good by myself now. So yeah. This would be 11 weeks ago tomorrow that I fell in my kitchen here in my townhouse out here. So I'm going to be looking forward to getting back to Iowa for the first time since December 31. This is the longest period of time that I've ever spent away from Iowa. And I'm going to be in 25 counties having Q&A with my constituents.
Gotcha. Good.
Over the next 2 weeks that we're not in session.
Yep. In session this week, and then a couple of weeks of Easter recess coming your way. That's great to hear. Love to hear that. I know that you're a big UNI.
And I haven't missed a vote in the United States Senate since I fell.
That's right. Believe me. We knew that that there was some risk to that, but we're keeping tabs, and you still haven't missed it. It's an impressive record that you've got there, Senator, no doubt. I know you're a big UNI women's basketball fan, but you got to be a Hawkeye now, aren't you?
You know, normally I go to bed at 9 o'clock, and it started at 9 o'clock here last night, so I didn't get to bed until about 11:30 or something like that, and it was quite a thrill. I've been watching five Iowa teams lose except the Iowa Hawkeye women. And some of those games you had to be biting your lips up until the last few seconds to know whether we win or lose. Last night, I didn't have to do that. And that was quite a relaxing game that I had a chance to watch.
Yeah, it was a fun one to watch. No question. Okay, real quick, let's talk about the Pharmacy Benefit Managers Transparency Act. It passed the Commerce Committee. What is it? What's the next step?
Well, maybe I better explain for people, because Pharmacy Benefit Managers, or PBMs, are really so opaque, and nobody knows what they do, but they're the middle people between the consumer that takes the pill and the company that makes the pill. And what they do is, I just think, drive up prices. They profit more than the consumer or even the pharmacy company. And this bill basically tells the Federal Trade Commission to investigate it, make sure we know what they do, and if they're doing anti-competitive things, we expect the FTC to sue them. But the main point of everything I'm doing on PBMs is we need to know how much money they make, how it helps the consumer, how it helps the pharmaceutical company, and we don't know any of that now. Okay. And when you have the federal government being the biggest purchaser of drugs under Medicare, Medicaid, we ought to know the people we're doing business with, how much money do they make, how much they're saving the taxpayers, how much they're saving the consumer, and the extent to which, if the pharmaceutical companies are benefiting from it with their high prices that they already have. Yep. How do they benefit from it?
Right. Gotcha. Okay. We'll be watching that process there on the farm bill. Do you like the progress that's being made?
No, there's not much progress being made yet, except we've been working hard in the Agriculture Committee going through the process that we normally go through and should go through, listening to all the interests that have in the farm program, find out what the problems are, what needs to be corrected, what needs to stay the same. And we're just about through that process now. We might still have a few more hearings with the commodity groups, and the farm organizations, but it won't be long until we start writing the farm bill. And what we need to do is make sure that the crop insurance program is kept as the most useful safety net tool for the family farmers. Now, that's 86,000 of them in Iowa, and over the country as a whole, about 2% of our population are involved in agriculture, producing the food for the other 98%, and they need consideration. That 2% needs consideration, considering how important they are to the livelihood of everybody else.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and start writing the farm bill without knowing what the budget is, or should you wait for the budget to show up before the bill is written?
If we wait for the budget to be written or to get what we call the top line,
yeah,
how much money is going to be spent across all of government, we won't have time to write a farm bill.
Oh,
so we write a farm bill. We put in some figures. If those figures don't match up with what comes out after we get a budget, then we back them down or raise them, whatever the case might be. But we can't wait to decide our policy till we get a budget figure.
Okay. All right. Let's move over to trade. What's your take on the Biden administration's trade strategy, if there is one? And start with the implementation of the USMCA, Mexico's banned GMO corn, Canada's dairy policy. Is enough being done to enforce the agreement?
Well, overall, this administration's scared of two words. In two different ways. They don't like the word free trade, and they don't like the word trade agreements.
Yeah.
And those are very important if you're negotiating with other countries, because they come to us last week through the head of the Special Trade Representative's office and tell us that they're negotiating with other countries, but they're not negotiating down tariffs. And that's what's absolutely necessary to have prosperity in American agriculture, because we produce a third more than we consume domestically, and we have to have the ability to export. And this administration's not doing enough to negotiate with other countries to get trade barriers down. Now, short of that, then getting back to the specific thing you mentioned, they did about 30 days ago institute the first step towards a dispute settlement process with Mexico, because Mexico is turning down our corn if it's GMO, and 90% of our corn is GMO. So they've started this process. Now, my first question to Ambassador Tai was that on April the 7th, this initial step, you got to take another step. You got to actually institute the dispute settlement process. So she talked around it, whether or not she was going to do that. And I said, we've been talking about this stuff since December of 2020 with Mexico. We're making no progress. We got this dispute settlement process in the USMCA. It needs to be instituted to bring a finality to this dispute, and it will never happen until they get it in the dispute settlement process. but I didn't get an answer for her on April the 7th that they were going to kick that in. But she knows what I expect.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Only got about 45 seconds, maybe a minute. Secretary Vilsack's going to be on Capitol Hill this week. What do you hope Congress addresses with Secretary Vilsack?
Well, I'll tell you what I asked him to do when he was before the Senate Ag Committee last week. I said, we've got to have this this payment limitation so that the 10 biggest farmers aren't getting 70% of all the benefit out of the program. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to cap that at a certain amount.
Okay.
So we target the farm program towards medium and smaller farmers.
Okay.
We don't want to subsidize big farmers to get bigger.
Okay. All right. Senator, we unfortunately are out of time here. Stay well. We look forward to our next conversation. We'll have one here in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Goodbye, Chip.
All right. That is U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. We've got Machinery Pete up next.